Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin Feldman and Pittleman, a firm that's located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about Odin Feldman and Pittleman, please visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. And please check out my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, which is available on the internet, and just dial it up and you can read the latest posts and see some video, listen to these radio shows, and learn about estate planning and business planning topics and tax topics that might be of interest to you. Today we're going to be talking about the President's Valentine's Day gift to us, which was his new 2012 budget that he rolled out a couple of weeks ago. Most of the provisions in there that are individual tax provisions are things that we've seen from the past. He called again for letting the Bush tax cuts that were extended at the end of 2010 expire. He also wants certain tax cuts that favor the wealthy, people earning more than $250,000 a year, to lapse this time at the end of 2012, when many of these provisions are scheduled to expire anyway. And under the plan in 2013, the top tax rate on ordinary income would rise again from 35% to 39.6%. while the top tax rate on dividends, which was scheduled to rise all the way to 39.6%, would go only from 15% to 20%. So that's some good news. So within the Obama budget, there's some good things for taxpayers and some things that we're going to have to pay additional or increased taxes on. The administration's budget also, again, proposes limiting the value of itemized deductions for those who earn more on an annual basis, raising an estimated $322 billion over 10 years just from this provision alone. Deductions could only be claimed against a maximum 28% tax rate. So if you're in the higher tax rate, you're going to lose the benefit of some of the deductions, even if you're paying taxes at 39.6%. This provision is going to face opposition from charities, and it's also going to face opposition from those in the housing industry, which worries about the impact of making the mortgage interest deduction less valuable, the deduction for real estate taxes less valuable, and of course for charities, the charitable deduction less valuable. The proposal has received a chilly reception from those on the Hill, even from Democrats. Significantly, the new budget proposal calls for returning the estate tax in 2013 back to the way it was in 2009. Now let's revisit what happened on December the 17th. On December the 17th, the Congress and the President agreed to increase the individual exemptions from the estate tax from what would have been $1 million to $5 million per person. That means that in 2011 and 2012, individuals and married couples can exclude from the estate tax up to $5 million per person or $10 million for married couples. This was also extended to the gift tax, which would have had a lifetime exemption of $1 million. Now, in 2011 and 2012, it's $5 million per person, which inspires people to make more lifetime gifts. The Obama proposal would reenact the exemption from the estate tax at $3.5 million per person, therefore allowing people to pass up to $7 million if they're married at death. More importantly, what would have happened in 2011 and 2012 was that the gift tax exemption was unified for the first time in many years, with the estate tax exemption would be restored back to the way it was in 2009. It would drop from $5 million per person down to $1 million per person. and the generation skipping tax exemption, which applies for transfers of more than two or more generations, also would drop back down to $1 million per person lifetime. The tax rates for estate and gift taxes? Well, right now they're 35%. They would go up to 45% if the president has his way under the budget proposals. The Obama deal in December, remember, raised the exemptions and lowered the tax rates just for 2 years. So this is rolling back the exemptions and increasing the tax rates to the way it would be in 2009. Obama did, however, provide in his budget for a continuation of the new portability of the estate tax exemption for couples. This is a provision that allows a surviving spouse to use the unused estate tax exemption of the first spouse to die. It's passed on to the survivor. It means that under this proposal, a widow or a widower could pass on as much as $7 million to heirs, untaxed. The budget also repeats the administration's proposals from last year to crack down on certain advanced wealth transfer techniques, such as the use of short-term grantor-retained annuity trusts. These trusts allow an individual to transfer appreciating property at very little or no gift tax cost. The administration, however, says instead of using short-term grants to maximize these wealth transfers, the minimum term of a grant will have to be 10 years, and there will no longer be the ability to zero out a grant. Valuation discounts are effective wealth transfer planning techniques. If you own an interest in a closely held business or an LLC that has a trade or business or real estate property, you can transfer currently under current law at a deep discount a minority interest in one of these entities to a family-controlled trust or other entity or other family members and get the effect of discounting that you otherwise would get if you were transferring it to an unrelated third party. The administration says that it's unfair to allow these intra-family transfers and would severely roll back the ability to do that. If Obama and the Republican-controlled House do not reach a deal, in 2013, the estate tax will drop back down to its pre-Bush levels with an exemption of over $1 million and a 55% tax rate. The estate tax exemption has never, ever fallen before in the history of the estate tax. So this would, again, be an unprecedented event if it in fact happens. Under Obama's new proposals, less wealthy taxpayers would keep their Bush income tax cuts, as well as Obama's $2,500 per student American Opportunity College tax credit for full-time undergraduates. But many of them would see their total federal tax bills rise after 2012, since Obama would allow the one-year Social Security payroll tax cut that was included in last December's tax deal expire at the end of 2011. So in 2012, our tax bills may rise as well. He did not call for his signature $400 per person making work pay tax credit, which died at the end of 2010, to be revived. Obama did, however, throw in, at a cost of nearly $15 billion, a $250 economic recovery payment in 2011 for Social Security recipients and other retirees who don't benefit from the payroll tax cut and got such a credit last year. The AARP has been lobbying for these payments, in part because Social Security recipients received no cost of living increase in 2011, and that's the second year in a row that this has occurred. That means without the $250 payment, the total that Social Security recipients receive will be less than what they had received in prior years. The Obama proposals are not all bad news for individuals and businesses. In fact, one significant provision that was passed on December the 17th of 2010 would be continued under the Obama proposals, and that would be to eliminate capital gains taxation on investments in certain qualified small businesses, meaning that if you purchase stock in a qualified small business that has assets of less than $10 million and you sell the stock later on, you can exclude 100% of gain up to $10 million, assuming that the business qualifies. Also, the Obama proposals would make permanent the research and experimentation tax credit and provide additional incentives that were available under the recently passed tax bill for businesses to expense certain qualified business property instead of having to depreciate it over an extended period of time. Now, there are no real surprises or things that we did not expect to see in the Obama proposals. The types of provisions that he has included in past budgets, such as maintaining the $3.5 million exemption level and 45% tax rate level for estates, is in this year's proposals. The increase in the income tax rate to 39.6% for married filing jointly taxpayers who earn more than $250,000 is in the proposal. One of the surprises is allowing dividends to be taxed at a maximum rate of only 20%. So that's good news. There's some good news, there's some bad news, but remember, this is just a budget proposal. He has to basically negotiate with a Republican-controlled House and a Democratic-controlled Senate. They have to reach a compromise, and who knows where this tax legislation will wind up at the end of the year, if anywhere. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and make sure that you check out our blog on blueprintforwealth.org, where you can listen to past radio shows, read my articles, and read the most recent blogs.